being a part of this rivalry. We understand the environment that we're going into. We understand how important this game is to them and us. It's just AFC North football. And got a lot of respect for those guys. They got talent in all areas, you know, with the acquisition and recent use of Hunt, man, their backfield tandem.
Fan Time is 329. It's brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Water, fire, or mold issues, demand the yellow van. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Mike Tomlin building up the Cleveland Browns.
He's actually right about, like, they have talent in places. But the one thing that he's neglecting to mention there is that they are coached right now, and their plays are called by the master of buffoonery himself, Freddie Kitchens, who I would feel like the Browns were on the right path if, even after they won that game yesterday, Freddie Kitchens gives his victory press conference, then Haslam or whoever walks in and says, "Oh, by the way, Freddie, nice win. You're fired."
Who do you think's better at their job, Freddie Kitchens or Danny Smith?
Oh, God. Man, you picked a really good one there. I'm going to say Danny Smith.
Freddie Kitchens or Randy Fichtner?
Dude, I have to go with Kitchens again. Because I've at least seen Kitchens as a play caller. So here's the thing. Here's how I'll get my out. Their job, I'll say if Freddie Kitchens' job was what it should be, which is OC and not head coach, he'd clearly be better.
But that's not
He's
his
incapable
job.
He's incapable of being a head coach. Okay. So you know what? He's worse than all of them.
Yes, I agree.
If Freddie Kitchens was their OC, Steve Wilkes was their head coach maybe.
Although I don't think the Browns' defense, Chris, has exactly been lights out.
But you know what? If the head coach's job is to partly not be a complete freak show who's too emotional like Freddie, Wilkes, I think, has that down pat. They're seventh in the league against the pass, by the way.
I know. And 27th against the run.
No, they're horrible against the run.
The opening line for this game is Cleveland minus 2.5. They are favored against the Steelers Thursday night. 3-6. Winning by, you know, a hair on their fanny yesterday. Hauschka missing a late field goal for the Bills. The Browns did everything in their power, including running like a million plays at the goal line and getting stopped every time. And the only reason why they ended up getting points, one goal line possession, is because there was a false start penalty fourth down and the crowd
went berserk.
It was like Zach Banner had been ruled eligible.
Hubbard might be their MVP. For taking a false start.
That was insane. People should go find that online.
Pony, like,
the stadium erupted.
But it's not even that people were, like, cheering ironically or laughing or it was, like, a big in-joke. They were genuinely thrilled that the decision had been taken out of Freddie's hands.
Because it was fourth and goal, I think, the 4-yard line, and he still tried to go for it.
You know what I would have done if I were them? They had a lot of luck when both backs were on the field at the same time. I don't think they did this. I was doing the show, so if I missed a play where they tried this, why would you not right there go Wildcat? Like, if you're actually looking...
Because of Mayfield's ego, man, and that's why I still...
If you're the head coach, pull him off the field or put him out there.
Mayfield won't allow for it.
What was one of the most famous plays of the Browns' streak-breaking win last year against the Jets? Who caught the touchdown? It was Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Put him in a position where maybe there's a trick play where he catches it.
I still don't think, given the way he's performed this year, he'd sign up for that. So do you think it's a good line? Does Cleveland deserve to be favored in this game?
I think so. Mainly because I don't think the Steelers' offense... I think the Steelers' defense is going to do a pretty good job on them. I do, because they're very good. So there's no reason to think that they won't. I don't think the Steelers' offense, even though the Browns are weak against the run and they're getting Connor back, likely, I should say, I don't think they're going to be able to move the ball a ton. That's a pretty ball-hawk-oriented secondary with Ward out there. He had a really good grade yesterday.
But also Morgan Burnett.
I know. Hear me out. It's also a short week. And while I understand that this isn't the usual road team, like flying an hour and a half or 2 hours even, it's like 10 minutes up and down. Like you barely get off the ground before you're back
down. I think they bus.
Okay. So it's a 2-hour bus ride in the lap of luxury.
You like bus trips?
If I'm in the lap of luxury. Man, you get me on like a, you know, one of the bargain buses. Not to dog the bargain buses, but you know what you're buying there. When that ticket's $1, whew, you're in for it. Anyway, I think that they should be a slight favorite. Don't we always say that when the Vegas thinks that the matchup is fairly even, the home team gets a 3-point bump? Like it's automatically home team -3 typically. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it should be. I think it's 2.5. The Steelers are probably a slightly better team. The Browns are at home. I think it's the right line.
I think the Steelers are more than slightly better because they have a coach now that is competent, and they have a defense that is one of the league's best. That's a winning formula. I also think that the line is right because these games are just patently unfair. John Gruden, who won on Thursday and played at home, went out of his way to rip the NFL after the game, and he won. He benefited from the Chargers coming to his place on a Thursday. It's just not, like, some of the games have been entertaining. That game was, the Rams-Seahawks game on a Thursday night, like a month ago, was outstanding. So we've seen, you know, better than usual quality of game on Thursdays. But I just don't think it's right that it's a division game that means inherently way more. Because when you lose, it's a double result. It benefits the team that you're competing with in your own division. I don't think that it's fair that these are short week games. If anything, I think they should be AFC-NFC crossover games.
So like
games.
The Rams got screwed when they had to play the Seahawks?
Yeah, like last year the Panthers came here and
Cardinals,
got absolutely
Niners.
Blitzed by the Steelers, but losing...
Well, that still set their season on like... You know, course well, that, for being for the
sure,
bottom.
But Newton was, I mean, it was more Newton's shoulder.
I understand that.
Well, upended them.
I don't know, man. Like, I think if you're going to make it a division game, I think at least, like, when you have teams that are separated by 2 hours driving distance, it could be worse. Like, when Seattle plays LA and LA has to fly up, that's how many hours is LA from Seattle? Like, 15? That's different for me.
I just think it's the prep, Chris.
You should know that team better, though, so there's not as much
scheme. Not if it's
scheme.
The first time like this one. It's not the second time they're playing this year.
Don't you think that they know what they're getting into
here? I think all sides would agree division games mean more. So give the coaches extra time or the usual time to prepare for a game that counts for something extra. And that's what I don't like is we're going to get an even more watered down version of Steelers Browns on Thursday.
With the Browns being a 3-6 trash fire doesn't already water it down. No Ben. I mean, they expected Ben and Baker, did they not? And they probably expected the two best teams in the AFC North. Whoops. One guy's got his elbow in like a RoboCop thing. And one team has so much dysfunction, it almost doesn't have anything else there.
The Steelers all time under Mike Tomlin are 2-5 as the road team on Thursday night. Those two wins for Tomlin, one came back in his first year. They went to St. Louis and beat the Rams in week 16, 41-24. That Rams team was 3-11. They were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Their other win was a couple of years ago on Thanksgiving. They went to Indianapolis and beat
17-14, I believe.
And beat the Andrew Luck-less. No. That's not the game you're thinking of.
21-14 was the score. They played like Curtis Painter, though.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that game. It was like 21-14, I think.
So. Yeah, I don't think it's fair. And I think the Steelers will lose because of it.
So if the
and
Browns.
I think it's a good excuse.
Oh, God. Okay.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7
The Fan,
run by Short.